Well, today we are meeting a guy who's going to be in town this Saturday night at the Rusty Spur for a K105 show. Say hello to Kanan Smith. Good morning, buddy.
What's up, Danny? How you doing, bud?
Not as good as you. I don't have a number one song that I can tout about. Love you like that. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. It's been a crazy ride, man. It took a while to get to that point, but it was worth the wait, man. It's such a big deal. I've been celebrating nonstop.
The album is called Bronco, and I know this is a very special album for you. The title cut of that album has to do with your brother, and this is for those that don't know, this is a very tough thing for anybody to go through. And I know you lost your brother at the age of 16. You were 11 years old. I mean, that's hard for anybody to take. I mean, you lose your older brother, and then you wrote this song about him. Tell me a little bit about that.
What he was driving was a Ford Bronco. It's still the image I see. That Bronco is what I see in my head when I think back, and when I'm thinking about him, that's the image that pops into my head. So I wanted to write a song for him that would kind of, you know, be a tribute song for the album, and I just kept coming back to that same image, that Bronco. So I started writing about that, you know, how it's been a nonstop thread that's been running through my brain since then, you know. So it turned out pretty great. I'm really, you know, it was a tough one to write, but I'm really excited about how it turned out, because I feel like it did bring him a tribute like I wanted it to, and a lot of people can relate to this subject matter. You know, we've all lost people and gone through tough spots, so it's a chance for me to connect, you know, to my fans in that respect.
Yeah, it's kind of along the same lines as the Lee Bryce song, I Drive Your Truck. It's, you know, how that symbol of something can remind you of somebody, and, you know, it's like songs you hear, and they remind you of a certain place and time, and you know, I'm sure every time you see a Bronco driving down the road, you think of your brother, which is...
Immediately.
At least you have a way to deal with it now.
That's right.
Kanan Smith in the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dan the Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105 this Saturday night at the Rusty Spur. You see him up close and personal. And did you know, I was looking through some stuff on YouTube about you, and up pops Love You Like That, the chipmunk version. Did you know that was out there?
Dude, some people have sent me some crazy things regarding the song before, and there was one that was a saxophone tribute, and it was called Saxtribution. It was on iTunes, and it was Love You Like That, but almost like a Kenny G style, you know, sax man tribute. It was pretty hilarious.
You know, you've made it when, you know, it's what do they say, the best form of compliment is when somebody impersonates you.
The sax thing was probably about the coolest thing that's happened to me so far.
This Saturday, you're going to see him do all this stuff at the Rusty Spur. Now, what is the next single?
It's called Hole in a Bottle. It comes out August 17th. Man, I'm really excited about it. It's kind of an anthem song. You know, after you put in a hard 40-hour work week, you're ready to tie one on. And Hole in a Bottle is just about finding a never-ending drink for the night.
Well, I'm sure we're going to hear that a little preview on Saturday night out at the Rusty Spur, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Kanan Smith in the New Artist Spotlight here on the Dan the Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Kanan's going to be here Saturday night at the Rusty Spur for a K105 show, the North location. Number one song, Love You Like That. Now, give us something that may shock somebody about you, or something that nobody knows about Kanan Smith.
Man, I'm really into horses. Not that's shocking or anything, but this part's shocking. I was so into them when I was a kid. I used to want to be one. I would run around on all fours around the house, jumping over stuff and driving my parents wild. They probably thought I had something wrong with me.
You wanted to be a horse. See, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for in a New Artist Spotlight.
Yeah. What a dream.
There you go. Now, what was your, before you got into music and everything, what was the first job you ever had?
I did landscaping locally in Virginia, where I'm from. And I like always working outside, working with my hands, that kind of thing. I didn't hate it at all. I kind of enjoyed it. I was a janitor also at one point, you know, mopping floors and scooping up dog waste for a condominium. And that was my least favorite thing in the world probably to do.
Okay, what's your favorite thing to eat while you're out on the road?
If I have to do a fast food thing, I'm a Taco Bell kind of dude. That's a go-to for me that I never get tired of. And if I had it my way, I'd sit down to a steak dinner.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. What's your steak of choice?
Got to go with the filet, man. Cooked medium, nice and pink. Maybe a side of on the cob and some mashed potatoes.
Well, we know what you're coming into town for Saturday night before the show, huh?
That's right.
It is a pleasure talking to you. Good luck. Congratulations again on the number one single, Love You Like That. The album is Bronco, and you can see them live this Saturday night. Get your tickets, the Rusty Spur North for a K105 show. Kanan, pleasure meeting you, bud.
You too, Dan. Thanks a lot, buddy. I'll see you Saturday, man.